To all my friends at the Kastens Hotel Luisenhof in Hanover for their true kindness and generosity during my recent trip to Germany. Dankeschön. To be human is to be an engineer. Billy Von Cohen. Discussion of the Method. Part 1. The Pocket Sun. Tuesday, September 20th. Chapter 1. The trap was simplicity itself. And as usual was simple, it worked perfectly. In the long-abandoned fourth-floor workshop of Wellborn & Sons Fabricators, Coulter Shaw moved silently through dusty wooden racks stacked with rusty tanks and drums. 20 feet ahead, the shelves ended, and beyond was a large open area filled with ancient mahogany work tables, scuffed and stained, and gone largely to rot and mold. Here stood three men wearing somber business suits, engaged in conversation, offering the animated gestures and the untroubled voices of those who have no idea they're being watched. Shaw paused, and out of sight behind a row of shelves, withdrew a video camera. It was similar to any you'd pick up on Amazon or at Best Buy, except for one difference. There was no lens in front. Instead, the glass eye was a tiny thing mounted on an 18-inch flexible stalk. This he bent at a 90-degree angle and aimed around the side of the storage shelves before hitting record. After a few minutes, when the men's backs were to him, he stepped out of his hiding place and moved closer, slipping behind the last row of shelves, which was when the trap sprung. His shoe caught the tripwire, which in turn pulled a pin from the supporting leg of the shelf nearest to him, releasing an avalanche of tanks and cans and drums. He rolled forward onto the floor, avoiding the bigger ones, but several slammed onto his shoulders. The three men spun about. Two were of Middle Eastern appearance, Saudi, Shaw knew. The other was Anglo, as pale as the others were dark. The taller of the Saudis, who went by Ras, held a gun, which he'd drawn quickly when Shaw made his ungainly appearance. They joined the intruder, who was rising from the grainy floor, and studied their catch, an athletic blonde man in his 30s, wearing blue jeans, a black tee, and a leather jacket. Shaw's right hand was gripping his left shoulder. He winced as his fingers kneaded the joint. Ras picked up the spy camera, looked it over, and shut it off. He pocketed the device, and Shaw said goodbye to $1,200. This was not a priority at the moment. Ahmed, the other Saudi, sighed.
Well.
The third man, whose name was Paul Leclerc, looked momentarily horrified and then settled into miserable. Shaw's blue eyes glanced at the collapsed shelf with disgust, and he stepped away from the drums, some of which were leaking sour-smelling chemicals.
Simplicity itself.
Wait! Leclerc frowned. I know him. He's working for Mr. Harmon. He's in human resources. I mean, that's what he said. But he was undercover. Shit!
His voice cracked. Shaw wondered if he was going to cry.
Police?
Ahmed asked Leclerc.
I don't know. How would I know?
I'm not law, said Shaw. Private.
He turned a stern face to Leclerc.
Hired to find Harmon's Judas.
Ahmed walked to a window and looked out, scanned the alley.
Anyone else?
Directed at Shaw.
No.
The man then stepped to the front of the workshop, his body language suggesting taut muscles beneath the fine gray suit. He slowly opened the door, looked out, then closed it. He returned to the others.
You, he said to Leclerc, check him. Weapons, and whatever's in his pockets.
Me?
Ahmed.
We weren't followed. You were careless.
No, I wasn't. Really, I'm sure.
Ahmed lifted a palm.
We're not paying you to whine.
Leclerc, more dismal by the moment, walked forward. He patted down Shaw cautiously. He was doing a sloppy job, and if Shaw had been carrying, which